This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into your morning, don't forget to stop and give some of your focus and attention to God. Let's do that for just a few minutes as we open the Bible and see what God has to say to us. That's what the Bible is. It's God speaking to us, God revealing himself to us, and not only in some kind of theological way, here's what I'm like. No, so much of what he does about revealing himself to us is by giving us living stories of how he has been involved in people's lives in the past. And as he shows us how he responds to people, how he gets involved in their lives, how he interacts with the circumstances they're facing and with their own heart attitude towards him, we learn about God and what he's like in a much more real, living way than just reading some kind of textbook with attributes of God in it. No, God is who he is in relationship with people. And if you want to grow in your knowledge of God and in God's activity and involvement in your life, you need to get to know God for who he is, not who you feel like he ought to be, not who other people say he ought to be or say he is, but who he has revealed himself to be. And the place you're going to find that is in the Bible. And that's why every day we take some time with God at this same time each morning so that you can get to know God in your life. So right now, as we get ready to read a bit of the Bible, just open your heart to God and say, God, what do you have to say to me today? We're talking this week about building our faith, and we're talking about Elijah's experience in the Old Testament when the people of Israel were walking away from God, and Elijah stood up for God as God called him to, and set up this competition where he said, you're all worshiping the idol Baal, but he's not really a god. There's only one real God. And so he built two altars, and he said, if Baal can send fire on his altar to light the wood, well, he's really God. But if the Lord does, then he's God. And God sent this awesome fire in response to Elijah's prayer. And all the people recognized, yes, the Lord is God. And they turned back to God with all their hearts. God had been withholding rain from Israel for more than 3 years, not a single drop of rain, in judgment for their rejection of him. And now Elijah says to the king, get ready, the rain's coming. And Elijah goes, and he starts praying to God about that rain coming. And having been in prayer for a little while, it says his face was between his knees, so he's really bowed down in prayer. Elijah said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. And Elijah said, well, go back. And so he went back, and this happened 7 times. And it came about at the 7th time, the servant said, behold, a cloud as small as a man's hand is coming up from the sea. Elijah said, go and say to King Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down so that the heavy shower does not stop you. So it came about in a little while that the sky grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy shower, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and outran Ahab to Jezreel. Well, at first it seemed like there was no answer to Elijah's prayer, right? Go and see what you can see. I see nothing, the servant said. 7 times. Well, how about us when there's no immediate answer to our prayers? How long do we persevere? Do we get impatient and just give up and say, oh, well, God's not answering my prayer? Or do we come with faith and see that God responds to my prayers, even if there's a delay? There's an answer in what seems like a non-answer. God is at work even when I cannot see it, and I need to trust him. Communication with God, trusting in him, takes you through the times of prayer where you're not seeing an answer, because you trust that God is responding. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.